The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good evening, everyone, and good morning to LH in Iran, and wonderful to see everyone from so many places. So here we are. So we'll do a half an hour of meditation, and I'll give perhaps a half an hour talk. And in preparation for the meditation, I want to say that many years ago, when I was a new meditator, maybe at the age of 20, I read a book called Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind by a Zen teacher named Suzuki Roshi. And in the book, many things struck a chord for me, but in the book, one of the things he said, that if you start to practice doing Buddhist practice, doing meditation practice, doing mindfulness practice, when there's a crisis, then you're not going to be ready. That we should be practicing all along when things are relatively well, going well, so that when there is a crisis, when there is something big that happens, we're prepared, we have this inner strength, the capacity, the skills to be able to work with it. And meditation is one of those things that prepares us for whatever life brings. And it can be quite difficult at times when it comes, what it brings. But sometimes it's useful to think of it as a preparation. And then when we sit down to meditate, even that sitting down and beginning is a preparation. Preparation that makes us open, available, receptive, wise, equanimous, for whatever might come, that we have the capacity to meet it and be its companion, accompany it, be the witness, be the friend who can walk hand in hand with whatever difficulties there might be. So as we start this meditation, I'd like to offer to you as a preparation for what might come, either later today, tomorrow, but also what might come in the meditation itself. Who knows what life will bring in this context as well. So to begin that process, you can take a posture that for you expresses a capacity to be open and present. Where you a capacity to show yourself that you're here to attend, to be with yourself. Maybe imagining a friend who comes to see you at a time of when things are challenging. And there's a difference between the person just kind of collapsing in a very bad posture or sitting upright and just being there for you and really clearly showing in the body they're there for you and to be attentive. So taking a posture that shows your inner life that you're here, to accompany yourself, to attend, to be present. And sometimes it helps if that includes opening up the chest a little bit. And maybe there's a little bit way of pulling in the top of your spine so that your chest gets pushed outward a little bit. So the effort comes from the back, not from lifting up the chest, but opening it and kind of expansive feeling around the heart. And then softly closing your eyes. And maybe swaying, rocking your body back and forth a little bit as a way to kind of feel your body, connect to your body, and settle your body in a good way, where you're balanced on your sitting bones. And this movement into the body, to connect to your body so the body can be ready for what's going to come, for the meditation. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing is such a powerful center for our lives. So many different religions in the world focus on breathing as a powerful spiritual practice. And it's possible to learn that through breathing to have a constancy or stability or ballast for whatever might arise, we can stay constant, balanced even through it, but just coming back to our breathing, being with the breath rather than slipping off into the stories and ideas we have that might cause the boat to sink. And so then to let your breathing return to normal. And if it's easy enough to release some of the holding in the body, to let go. And partly letting go and relaxing the muscles of the face, the shoulders, and the belly is a kind of a way to make more space in your body so it can be more soft and relaxed, more receptive, more able to be resilient and to be fluid with what comes. When we're tense and tight, it's more rigid and more fragile. And then take some moments to experience your body globally. Experience the whole body as if the body is a large container, a conduit through which sensations flow, appear and disappear. As if the body can hold all things, as if the body is big enough for whatever emotions and feelings you have. And maybe breathing is a golden wind blowing through this large receptacle of your body. And perhaps you can soften the thinking muscle. Relax in the mind. Maybe a global awareness of the mind that includes what's just beyond the edges of the mind, or the vast space around whatever we call the mind is. The vast space that easily holds, supports, nourishes the mind. Whatever happens in the mind, the space around the mind, the space around the body, being a friendly space. A friendly space for whatever's happening within. And then in the center of it all, the inhale and the exhale, the rise and the fall of the chest, the belly as you breathe, with the exhale being a release, letting go of all things. Letting go of your thoughts, your holding, just letting go as you exhale. And as you inhale, to allow all things to be received. Let all things that you feel and experience come with the breath as you breathe in. Not a denial of anything, but making room for all things as you breathe in, and letting go as you exhale. Everything has a place as you breathe in. Everything can be come to rest as you exhale. Receiving as you breathe in, releasing as you exhale. As you exhale, letting the thinking mind become quiet, quieter. As you inhale, let the thinking mind become silent, so you can better feel and sense and make room for all things, as if the quiet mind is all the room that's needed to feel and experience whatever is here, without reacting to it, without thinking about it. Being open to all things. Letting go of your thoughts as you exhale. Receiving everything in the stillness and space, the friendly space around you. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to think of yourself as being prepared now so that you can live with the aspiration, the wish to be a calm presence for others, that you can be their friendly companion a witness, a support, someone who can accompany others in their challenges and difficulties. Not to fix them, but to know that they're not alone and that you're not afraid, that you're willing to sit there, be with them and talk, and that you're prepared through meditation. May it be that you're prepared through meditation to sit in the fire with all beings, being their friend, being their support, providing them with stability and calm, helping them to feel it's okay to be how they are. No conflict.